Hello, everyone. This is Jethel. During the recording of our podcast concerning the 1991 movie Popcorn, Tonk and I got into a discussion about actual popcorn. It made the podcast go a little long, so I decided to add it to this little featurette. Enjoy! As my older brother worked at a local cinema back in New Hampshire, and that's what he just came to call it. It was artificial butter-flavored goop.
I think it's butter-flavored vegetable oil. I think that's what it is.
It's mainly canola and coconut oils at this point.
Yeah.
With beta-carotene for flavor and color. Because otherwise than that, it would just be clear. So the beta-carotene is put in to give it a yellowish color. I got a gallon jug of it downstairs.
Oh. When you're feeling just a little bit too lazy to clarify some butter.
Well, let's face it. Clarifying butter is expensive. I figured it out. I mean, I got a gallon jug of... This is basically the same stuff that Regal Cinema uses. I know because I took a picture of it when they got a delivery.
Uh-huh.
This is the same stuff that Regal Cinema uses. And this stuff costs $20 a gallon. If you were to clarify, a gallon of butter, it would cost you over $100.
Oh, wow.
I worked it out. Yeah, it would cost over $100 to clarify a gallon of butter. And it wouldn't hold. You know, it wouldn't hold up.
And it's also time-consuming.
Very. It takes about a half an hour to make, like, a cup of clarified butter.
Yeah. So sometimes it's just best to go with what
Don't
it
get
is.
Me wrong. If we want to talk about actual popcorn instead of just a movie, I have a popcorn guide at Cinema Unrest.
You sure do. You have a whole page on that.
I'm very passionate about my popcorn, and I did my research. And I've tried every method that I have listed on there.
You actually have a bona fide popcorn popper. It's like
I
a
do.
Miniaturized version of what they have in the movie theaters, right?
I have. I have a professional kettle. And from the Great Northwest Popcorn Company, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have an 8-ounce popper. I mean, that's enough. I consider a normal serving of popcorn a half cup of unpopped kernels. That's enough for like a medium size at your Regal Cinemas. But you can easily pour a full cup in there, and Liz and I usually split that.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's big on popcorn, I'm big on popcorn. Whenever we go out, we always get two larges, because I know exactly what's going to happen. She's going to say, oh, let's just share a large this time, and then she's going to eat it all, and I'm going to be left with nothing but the candy I bought. And I'm like, I want freaking popcorn. It's not the movies without popcorn.
Oh, I know. You know, I guess we're done talking about the movie, but let's talk a little bit about how big popcorn. I mean, it really is the snack that moves the entire film industry in the United States.
Quite literally, because you don't make any money on the film itself at the local theater.
Yeah, renting the rights, leasing the rights to show a movie costs the movie theater big bucks, and they have to make that back. So the film people aren't paying them to show the movie. It's the other way around, and they have to make back that and then make a profit on top of that. So,
right. So people wonder why concession prices are so expensive. Hey, how come you charge me $7 for this tub of popcorn when it only costs you 25 cents to make? Because they don't make money any other way.
Yeah.
There's no other way that they have any kind of cash flow to keep their doors open. Because the distribution companies and whatnot want so much of a cut of ticket prices that if everyone just brought in their own shit like a lot of people do, and I stopped doing that.
Yeah.
I don't bring my own stuff in anymore. Now that I know the truth about it, if you want your local theater to remain in business, you have to buy your food there.
Yeah.
Because they don't make anything on the tickets.
I just try to remember that that's you're contributing towards the success of the movie by doing that. In the entire industry. So it's you know, yeah, the ticket price, you know, and you don't have to get the snacks if you don't want, but gosh, it sure is. I mean, isn't it just a better experience
when
you have your cold drink and your tub of popcorn there?
And you know what? Think of it this way. You get a large tub of popcorn, and most theater chains will give you a refill.
Yeah, you can get a refill on the way out. I like that.
Yeah, you can get a refill on your large drinks and your large popcorn. So honestly, if you got like three people with you, buy one large, go and refill it, you know, during a slow point in the movie. But
you know, there's actually an app that you can get where it'll tell you by vibrating the phone in your pocket when it's a good time to go get your popcorn.
Really?
Yeah, they actually time in the movie. You put in what movie you're watching and say, okay, now's the slow part where you can run and, you know, duck into the bathroom real quick.
Hey, here's your superfluous love scene. You can leave now.
All through my childhood, my dad would get us a large tub of popcorn.
You know what we used to do for the drive-in theater?
What's that?
We would actually, my dad would spend like an hour before we left and just pop an entire trash bag filled with popcorn.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. An entire freaking 32-gallon trash bag filled with popcorn sitting in the back seat of our station wagon.
Just innocuously. Oh, don't worry about that. We're taking that to the dump later.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, throw a blanket over it. Mm-hmm. They'll never know. Don't you have to pay by the person, though, or is it by the car?
Back then it was by the car, I think.
Okay.
But, yeah. But, yeah, it's not a movie without popcorn. If anyone tells me, oh, I don't dig popcorn. Well, you don't like movies, then.
I just love it. It's something. It's the smell and mostly it's the smell association. That smell just screams movies to me. I really can't enjoy a movie when I'm sitting at home unless I, you know, throw a bag into the microwave and pop me up a bag.
Well, that's got to be the time with the.
Hey, microwave is fine.
Nah.
You know, I don't have room for a big fancy popper.
You don't need a big fancy popper. You can use a pot on the stove. You just got to swirl it around. Unless you got a whirly pop, then you crank the handle to stir it around.
That to me is just two different means of heating up the kernels. That's fine.
I've never enjoyed microwave popcorns. There's just something about it I don't like.
I've been enjoying Orville Redenbacher's movie theater butter flavored popcorn. That to me tastes pretty freaking accurate. To the cinema popcorn that I remember.
I don't know. Honestly, I would enjoy air popping better than microwave.
I remember just don't like microwave. Back in the in the 70s and 80s, we had an air popper, and I never liked how loud it was.
Yeah, they are rather loud.
And I always remember that they always had that little tray that you're supposed to melt a whole stick of butter in.
Oh, no, never did that.
And then you pour it over the popcorn, it just shrivels away.
Well, that's why you have to clarify the butter.
Yeah, I know.
it's the dairy part of, you know, when you clarify butter, you melt down your butter, you got three layers. You got your foam layer, you got your golden layer, you got your white layer. It's the white layer that shrivels your popcorn up.
Yeah.
So you clarify your butter, you only have the golden layer, that's your clarified butter.
Expensive $100 a gallon clarified butter.
Yep, but it is best. You got to admit that.
Maybe for like special occasions. Maybe when I get my Star Wars Force Awakens Blu-ray in April. Maybe then I'll clarify for some actual air-popped popcorn.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do it occasionally. But, yeah, it's...
this number.
Man, I love
and also, if you're going to use, you know, I have this in my popcorn guide. Go to cinemaunrest.com/popcorn. I have in my guide there. If you're going to get the air poppers, you see a lot of gimmicky ones. Oh, it looks like a miniature popcorn kettle machine, blah, blah, blah. No, don't get those. Because they have little, teeny, tiny little chambers to hold your popcorn, but the fan is too much. Let's face it, they're hair dryers.
Yeah.
With a holding chamber. Liz got me one a few years back because it looked neat. It actually had a marquee where I could stick little letters on and stuff like that, that lit up. And she really should have read the reviews on it, because they all said the same thing. The chamber's too small, the blower is too powerful, it just threw popcorn kernels everywhere. You turned it on, and there's a pew, kernels everywhere. It's like, well, this isn't good.
Sounds like a mess.
It was. It was a mess. I immediately got my whirly pop out.
Speaking of messes, Popcorn the film was a mess of a movie.
Oh, come on!